Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, as always, david@fmr.co.za or fmr.co.za for the podcast. I'll repeat this at the end if you need it. This week, I've been lucky enough to test the Honda BR-V, and it's a little unusual. It's about the only seven-seater I know of that's in the sort of SUV. Well, they call it an SUV, or other people call it a multi-purpose vehicle. But it's about the only one at this kind of price point. And seven-seater, it's a proper seven-seater. I won't say there's too much luggage if you use it as a seven-seater, but you can definitely get a few picnic baskets in the back. And I found myself thinking about the vehicle, BRV, as standing for Basic Reliable Vehicle. There are no bells and whistles on this one. There are no fancy finishes. This is a car that gets the job done. If you've got a big family, this works. If you're regularly transporting a bunch of people and you want to do it in reasonable comfort, it's not bad. The emphasis on this car is all around practicality. Not my favorite feature in a car, but a very good feature to have in a car. It's not elegant. The seats fold, not in an elegant way. They flip over. It's a little bit 15, 20 years ago. But you know what? This is the emphasis on price and practicality, and that's the price you pay. If this had origami-style stuff that folded flat, you'd be paying a lot more for it. The NVH, the noise, vibration, and harshness, isn't class-leading in today's age. It's what I'd call adequate. It's not buzzy or annoying, but it's not like you would get from a German SUV or anything close to it. But on the other side of that coin, again, the practicality, 210 millimeters of ground clearance with 16-inch steel wheels, and they shod with 195/65 R16 tires. So 16-inch tires, no grotesque, ridiculous things that are going to cost you a fortune to replace. It all just works. The only thing I really didn't like about this car, it's, again, the practicality, 88 kilowatts, 145 newton meters of torque, 0 to 100 in 11 seconds, which is not exactly blistering, but all of that is appropriate for a car like this. Again, the emphasis on practicality. Thing that I didn't like was the infotainment system on the review unit I had. It's got a lovely big touch screen. That's all fine and well, but when you get down to it, it's got Bluetooth. That is inadequate. You just couldn't have somebody hear your conversation on the other side. It's got USB ports, which if you use, you have to take a little cover off, which the cover is retained by a little cable, but it hangs exactly where you would want to see the climate control. Not a great win there. Fuel economy, the claim is 6.6 liters per 100 kilometers. I saw a slightly harsher fuel bill than that, but again, for a seven-seater, I think it's well into the acceptable region, but this is why the car works. And I've got 258,800 reasons. That's the price you'd pay to get an entry-level seven-seater with a manual 1.5-liter engine. And that goes all the way up to 333,000 rand if you wanted it with a CVT automatic. You know, that's good value for money. And you add into that that all the models come standard with a 5-year, 200,000-kilometer warranty, 3 years AA roadside assist, and a new 4-year, 60,000-kilometer extended service plan is included, you start seeing that, you know, this starts working. By the way, the cheapest one, it's an option, the trend model, as they put it, for 258, but the 291,000 version that does come through. Service intervals are every 15,000 kilometers. It's just the epitome of practicality. It's reflected in the price. It's reflected in the positioning. And all the quibbles I've got with that car are perfectly acceptable for what the car gives you. Great one, Honda. Thank you. That's it for me with Fine Motoring this week. It's David Dundee saying, if you've got questions for me, send me an email, david@fmr.co.za. And if you want to listen to this again or any of the other shows, fmr.co.za for the podcasts. Goodbye.